Samantha, we hope you really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
There's something wrong with you. You know that?
Because you and I are like a mullet. Sid is the business, so he's the front part of the haircut, and then I'm the party in the back.
I think they're hilarious.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
What is up, everyone? Happy Friday. This is Friday, Fun Day Friday. Yeah, let's get it going. I have a special co-host that's going to be joining me in just a second. And some of you might go, why are you bringing this guy on to co-host your show? And besides him begging me every week to be a part of my production, I actually talked to my tax guy. And my tax guy said, you know what? If you could find a senior citizen and have them volunteer on your production maybe a couple few times a month, then you might be able to get an additional tax write-off. So we're going to have a lot of fun today. I'm excited to be celebrating the first official week of Creating Daily, where I've been going live every single day, talking to creators, really just to highlight them, bring together the community of creators, learn, grow, inspire, encourage, and hopefully entertain, which is what we plan on doing today. However, we don't really have a great plan for that, so maybe it will just come together. All right, so without further ado, my senior citizen friend and guest co-host today, Sid Meadows. What's up, my friend?
Dude, that's like the rudest thing I've heard in like a really long time. However, I was back here laughing the whole time because it's kind of funny. You reach out to your tax guy, whatever, dude. You know, I might be in my 50s, but I do not qualify for a senior citizen. I certainly don't act like one, that's for sure.
Yeah, you don't qualify for one. Not at all. I mean, maybe on paper, but not in attitude and all that kind of stuff. You're pretty hip.
So you know what's funny about that, Billy, is when you turn 49 and a half, okay, you start getting AARP stuff in the mail. Every week.
Yeah.
You start getting emails from them every week. And I refuse to join. Refuse to join.
The AARP? So it starts at what age? 45? 50. You can do it?
Starts at 50, but at 49 and a half, they start sending you invitations to join. And I just refuse to join. I know you get discounts and stuff, but it's American Association of Retired People.
Sounds
great. I'm not even close to retirement. So I refuse to join. Every day, though, I get an email from them asking me about their this week. This time it'll be their March daily special to join live in the AARP or whatever. So.
Well, I don't know, man. Maybe they got something for you. Maybe you should check it out. Well, Sid, I do want to keep the show a little bit on track, as I always do. Every day I have been doing this. So I do want to jump over and do a creator highlight. You guys know what's up. Creator highlights.
No cooking necessary. No assembly required.
It's got to be funky.
All right, so today's creator highlight and today's news are going to be kind of joined together. But before I get into the highlight, I want to talk about my friends, Maven Coffee over at Maven Coffee Co. You can go to mavencoffee.com. They specialize in small batch coffee. So it's literally award-winning micro lots that are hand-selected by the Maven team from Colombia. So they actually just got back from Colombia, going down there to small farms and handpicking the types of coffee that they want to share. And they also include like a step-by-step guide so you can make that coffee the correct way and get the best value out of it. Go check those guys out. If you haven't, Sid, you've drank Maven Coffee. I got you the hookup over there, right? You've tried it?
You sure did. I've got a bag of it over there by my coffee pot now. So it's good stuff. I like it.
I got it in my coffee, in my Larry the Lemon coffee mug right here, if you're watching.
Ugh. Oh, it's out of focus.
Somewhere. It's going to make it. This just takes forever. There we go. Larry. Hey, it's Larry the Lemon over here. So anyway, if you don't know who Larry the Lemon is, go follow me on Instagram and you will know on occasions. But anyway, back to the creator highlight. I want to highlight this room. It's actually going on right now in the OG club here on Clubhouse. It's called I'm Not Leaving This Room Until Mr. Beast Joins. There's been over 5,600 people at the time of this screenshot. Now, I don't know what it is right now, but at the time of the screenshot, they are basically having a sit-in on this room until Mr. Beast comes. So I'm a big fan of Mr. Beast. And so I've been over there, Sid, for about 12 hours or so inside of that room.
You've been in the room for 12 hours.
Well, I was in the room for like 5 hours, I think. And then I went to bed And I don't think I stayed in the room. I think I just turned my phone off. And then I jumped back in the room early this morning when I woke up. And I think at this moment, at hour 2 o'clock this time, it's been 24 hours since they've been running that room. So it's pretty cool.
Okay.
So Mr. Beast hasn't joined yet, but we'll see if it happens.
I have two questions. What are they talking about for 24 hours? Just random nonsense, just kind of talking. I know who Will is, Will Weinbach, but is talking?
I didn't know who he was until I Googled him. But yeah, so they just been talking, been having fun. I made some stingers for the room that they've been taking, that they've been using. You know, it's been pretty cool. I'm going to play a couple of those right now.
Freeze! This is the OG Club.
How you like me now?
I'm not leaving this room until Mr. Beast joins. Let's go!
All right, so that's one. So they've been playing the crap out of that one. And then I was like, I'm going to make another one. So I made this one.
Damn! Come on, talk to me!
Mr. Beast, get in here. We're going to tell your mom you say cuss words.
This is the OG Club.
If anybody knows Mr. Beast.
Okay, that's funny.
When he does interviews, if he cusses, he'll be like, hey, can you like give me a copy of that where I'm not cussing so I can share with my mom or whatever. So, and then the last one I made, I'll share that one with you as well.
Jimmy, we know you're out there. Now it's time to come home to the OG Club.
This is the OG Club.
The house is now on fire.
Oh, my goodness.
So, right, yes. Billy, go ahead.
I have to ask you a question. Who is Mr. Beast?
Get the freak out of here. Are you kidding me?
I have no idea who Mr. Beast is.
Only the number one YouTuber on the planet in 2021. Yeah, man, super cool guy. He probably became, I think the first brand deal he ever did was he was like, I can't remember. I mean, I've watched a bunch of interviews, but he basically was trying to get a brand to sponsor his content. He like started out as a gamer. He's like 14 year old, whatever. He's only 23. And this brand like approached him and was like, yeah, we'll give you $5,000 to make a video. And he's like, give me $10,000 and I'll go give it away. I'll like walk outside of my door. I'll give it to a homeless guy right now. And so that's what he started doing, man. He literally took all the money from his YouTube account and any brand deals and just gave it all away. And so now he's got a bunch of philanthropy things. He owns a food, what do you call those? Food pantry, one of the biggest food pantries in North Carolina, feeding a bunch of people, man. Does a lot of cool stuff as a creator. So, yeah.
Okay, that's really cool. So now I understand the logo on that you had on the screen, but also I see Phil and Clubhouse has the logo, the Mr. Beast logo, the Carolina, Carolina Panther with the pink thing. Okay. Sorry, I didn't know who he is. I'll have to go and check out his content.
Yeah, man, it's pretty cool. It makes crazy videos. I mean, probably some of the most creative videos I've seen on YouTube. And I think it's why it's number one, because they spend a ton of money. Like, they redid Squid Game. You know what Squid Game is, Sid? Or I need to explain that one to you.
If we weren't on camera right now, I would make an obscene gesture towards you.
I would use my fingers creatively to show you a bird.
I've never watched Squid Games, but yes, I know what Squid Games are.
Yeah, so anyway, so he recreated the whole thing, basically in like a 25, 27-minute video. And man, I've spent like $4 million on that thing. Oh, and by the way, if you're joining us on Clubhouse, if you're joining us on Bullhorn, please interact either in the chat or come up on stage. It's going to be not a super, super quick episode, but I got to be out. I got a hard stop at the 45-minute mark as my wife and I she's going to go do some fun stuff, and I'm going to hang with the kid, which is also fun. But feel free to come up if you want to. I saw somebody raise their hand.
Billy, I have a question though about Mr. Beast. Okay.
All right.
What are you guys doing to get him in the room besides hosting a room? I mean, what's going on here to get him to come in?
All right. So this is a good question, man. And I think this is a really creative, way that these people are doing it, but they're basically reaching out to everybody knows somebody. And so they're reaching out to the people that they know that know him. So like they reach out to his manager, reach out to his friends on Twitter, on Instagram, reach out to followers. You know, there's all these people that make, I mean, this kid has I shouldn't say kid, but this young guy has a ton of staff. I mean, hundreds of people who work for him in North Carolina there. And they like, I mean, just for instance, they just bought like 100,000 square foot facility to make these videos for like a studio.
Wow.
I mean, this guy is making, like, one of the things he does, Sid, is he'll bring, like, 50 people into a room with a Lamborghini in the middle and say, everyone put your hand on it. And they do, and he goes, okay, the last person to leave wins. Like, you get to keep the car. And they'll just be there for, like, hours. Yeah, he buried himself for 50 hours at one time. Like, it was pretty crazy, man. So, I'm trying to put some topics up here as well. But anyway, so, yeah, that's, you know, I mean, he does a lot of different stuff. Super, super smart creator, super smart business person. So, yeah, we've been tweeting like crazy. I've been putting those stingers on Twitter. We've been doing a bunch of stuff. And Phil is actually in there with us. So, Phil, you guys can't see him on the screen, but he's in Clubhouse with us. Phil, what's going on, man? Hold on. There you go. Now try.
It don't feel so bad. There were so many people that came through the room that said the same thing, like, who's Mr. Beast? And,
yeah,
man, it's just crazy. Let me tell you guys in this room. I got to tell you guys, because everybody in this...
Oh, you're breaking up a little bit, Phil, there.
Billy... Oh, no, the Matrix.
Okay, now you're back.
Killing it. Billy was killing the room. The stingers. He's a star of the room.
The jokes. It was amazing, no, I'm just kidding. You
guys. Good job, Billy.
Yeah.
Following Billy in this room. Oh, man. It was... Oh, the Matrix is going to kill me. Billy, I love you, man. We had fun. I fell asleep and stayed in the room.
Yeah, man.
That's fun.
It was not...
Yeah, it's a good time over there. You know, and I just think it's cool because it shows you kind of the power of social media, the power of audio, the power of video, you know, all the things that you can do. And I don't know. I mean, some people in the chat said, like Nee said, Mr. Beast is not showing up. I think he will show up, man. I think he's that spontaneous dude that will be like, yeah, I'm going to show up, even for a few minutes. Because it's not like a huge barrier of entry here. So unless he's just super, super busy. But I think Will over there is probably going to go for, I don't know, man, maybe 48 hours. They've been at 24, so he might go one more day.
Wow. I mean, why do you want... Go ahead, Phil. Go ahead.
I think Phil's in the Matrix, man. Sorry, Phil. I think you're in the Matrix. Go for it, Sid.
Hey, Billy, tell him about when...
Oh no!
Started trashing him, and then he eventually just left the room.
Yeah, I'm not gonna talk about that guy. I don't want to bash anybody, but there was somebody that came into the room who's a big CEO or was a big CEO of a big company, and you know it was just like one of those measuring contests of the kind I won't say. But it was just like, come on, are we serious right now? Like, do we really have to, you know, do all this? So, anyway. People trying to rain on other people's parades and all that kind of stuff, but it doesn't matter. It's a super fun room if you guys go over there and hang out. And they're just goofing off, playing games. You know, I'm doing stingers. Like, it is a waited out game to see if we can get the attention of Mr. Beast enough to get him to come into that Clubhouse room, which, you know, I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, if I was at his, not that people like that are, I mean, he's busy. He's like creating multiple channels, multiple videos, reaction videos, traveling. I mean, he's a busy, busy dude trying to keep up with the machine that he built. And if I had a bunch of people on Clubhouse just tweeting me every 5 minutes, I might just be like, dude, I hate all of you guys. However, there's only one way to make it stop. So, Mr. Beast, if you're watching, go jump in that room. That's how you make it stop.
So, what is it they want to accomplish when he comes into the room? Are they looking to do? Just have a conversation with them or what?
Yeah, I think some people have some questions for him, but then it's really like one of those rooms where it's like, hey, man, we just want to tell you we appreciate you and because he does a lot of cool stuff in the world. And this guy, Will, that's doing it, like he got Snoop Dogg in a room. So, you know, that was pretty cool too. Like right after the Super Bowl, day after the Super Bowl, they did the same style room for like 14 hours. And got the right people to get in touch with Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg came on the app and hung out with them for a while. So pretty cool.
That's cool. Okay, that's cool. I get it now.
Yeah, man, it's cool. You know, it's like everything else. It's all about creating that community. And I never go into those rooms, but I'm a huge fan of Mr. Beast. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go in there and see what happens, see if I can help get him in there. So that was pretty cool, man. So that's been one highlight of my week. So, Sid, what has been one highlight of your week? And we got Elizabeth wanting to come up here as well. So we'll see.
One highlight of my week. Oh, my gosh. It's so many. It's been a great week. It's been super busy. I love Fridays, though, because I block my calendar off on Fridays from 11 o'clock to the end of the day where I have no appointments, which is great. Gives me the opportunity to just kick around if I want to get some work done. So I will say that, you know, one of the highlights for me this week is the progress that I made on something that I'm doing, a really big project that I'm working on, Billy, that's kind of behind the curtains. I made a tremendous amount of progress on it this week. So that's all I'm going to say. I'm really excited about that, though.
All right. Yeah, man, I love it. I love it. Well, one thing for me, you know, and anybody can come up, I'd love to hear some other people's highlights. It's kind of a fun room Friday where we're just going to invite people up to speak either on Clubhouse or wherever else you're watching or in the comments, wherever you're watching, feel free to jump in. And if you want to come over to Clubhouse and you don't know how to find the room, go to creatingdaily.live and there's a live show link there and you can, it's linked to all the places that we're at. So man, one thing for me this week, Sid, was doing this live show, creating this daily show, figuring out my rhythm. And not that I have, because this is the fifth show I've done under this branding. I think I did some last week, but literally booked a guest Monday through Thursday. Well, I guess technically Friday, you're technically a guest, I suppose, a co-host guest. Maybe. But really, it was like kind of, you know, maybe it's because it's exciting, it's new, but it's like easier than I thought it was going to be. You know, once I got through the last couple, you know, did the first couple days, and the third day was easier, fourth day was easier. Today, obviously I got you on, so it's a lot, you know, not complicated at all. But anyway, man, so pretty cool, and it's a lot of fun, like I imagine. I'm a little tired, but it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome, though. I mean, how many hours are you putting in getting ready for the show?
You know, mentally, probably a lot. Sitting down and doing it, probably not, like maybe a couple hours, just because I'm
okay.
Probably until I find a better booking system, which I think One Sheet Pro, which we brought on Tuesday, is going to help out with that. Once they got one little feature, they're going to kind of turn on to make that happen. But I think that's going to be easier as I go. And then I just have a show outline. I'm kind of filling in the blanks and I'm playing with show formats and all that. And I'm looking for feedback. So if people are like, cool, man, love the new segment, like, or we hate it, you know, like, let me know, cause I'll adjust it. I mean, I want to make content sure that people actually enjoy. So if it's just like, hey dude, that doesn't make any sense, I'll cut it out, do something else. And I'm going to get creative with it. I just wanted to get a base format to build on. Yeah. So it's been pretty fun.
Well, you get started and you get the feel of it and you kind of figure out what's working, what's not working, and you make adjustments and pivots and you keep going. I really like the interview section of it. I've missed a couple this week just because of my schedule. But you've got guest book for next week too.
Yep. I think every day, but awesome. Monday, which I'll find somebody okay for Monday, but yeah, man, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So
where are you streaming live on YouTube as well? I see the video, like I watched yesterday's with the podcast guy.
Yeah.
I watched it on YouTube. So are you streaming live to YouTube as well?
I'm streaming live to Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Bullhorn, LinkedIn, and Clubhouse. So six
and
different
places.
And it's
under Creating Daily?
Yeah. But if you start playing it right now, Sid, it's going to crush your video side. So just so you know.
Okay. I'm going to do it on purpose.
If you want to be frozen like this.
Maybe get in a really good position. You turn my to the right side so I look really good before I freeze. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh man. Well, Sid, we got a couple more people jumped up on stage. And so anybody that's on stage before you unmic, just know that this is the Friday Fun Day room. And I want to hear a highlight from your week. I mean, obviously if you have any questions, we can do that as well, but it's really about just highlighting creators. So Phil, I see you coming off mic there. What's going on, man? What's your highlight?
Hey, Billy. Hey, Sid. I got to bounce in a minute, but I just want to say that it's been a real stressful week. I'm a brick-and-mortar entrepreneur and want to be a content creator, but I just had a fun time. I just want to take my hats off to a real live educator, teacher, content creator, and Billy, that I love your live rooms, your daily rooms. They are so cool. And, you know, it's good information helping me grow and learn some things. But then to follow you later on in the afternoon into that that Mr. Beast room was a light kind of room that really, it lasted a while, but it was just cool to hang out with you and to see you then put those talents to real live work and create in real time. And And it was that lighter side that I really needed right now, you know. So, and it lasted into today. So thank you so much, and cool deal. Good to see you all. I got to bounce out, but thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much, Phil. And Phil is another awesome creator, obviously business owner, store owner, but content creator as well. So you guys tap into his profile wherever you see him at, and go check him out. So Phil Hill knows, and he has he does a lot of tech stuff, security things, home security, lights, I mean, all that on Amazon Live. So it does a really good job with that. So appreciate you, Phil, jumping in. And then now let's jump over to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, how are you doing today? Thanks for jumping on the Creating Daily Show.
Good morning still. Thank you, Billy. I always enjoy being, just like everybody else says, it's just your energy and your charisma is just very contagious and something people want to be around. And then your creativity is just, I mean, the audio that you would all of a sudden pop in, just a timely moment when everyone was just talking about you. And then you just throw out there some just beautiful sounds, and it's just right in line with what everyone's talking about. It's like you have figured out how to create an aura essence in Clubhouse and all social media, and you're just definitely someone that anyone is starting out should be watching, because we learn well when we, you know, get to see how the greats do what they do, and
thank
you're one
you.
Of those.
Thank you for all the kind words.
Well, thank you for the times that you've offered me some of your precious time. Definitely helped level me up and putting into action words of wisdom that you gave me. I actually have expounded on those now, and it's starting to flow and it's starting to click more. And, you know, I thought I was going to be able to step into this social media and just start talking in, and everything was just going to bounce. And I've been learning how much I don't know, but learning how to do much better, even though I have a lot to do. I would love to come to your sites and like maybe give you a little of my perspective, because it wouldn't really be wisdom so much, but if you'd like. But I really need people to go to my YouTube and let me know what I'm not doing well and how I could do better. Because I know I could, because I watch them now. Like when I was doing them, I was like, oh, this is so good. And then I get it up there and I look at it again and I'm feeling as if, maybe not so much.
You know what? And I think the thing too is, like, as a creator, like it was funny because Facebook literally put up a video that I made 2 years ago and it looked terrible. And, you know, even it looked terrible. I didn't watch it because I was like, I just, you know, but that's part of the process. It's like, you know, my kid, when he started learning how to walk, it's like, dude, he was horrible at walking. And now he's like the fastest runner on the planet. And I got to try to keep up with him. So I think just keep going, Elizabeth. Congratulations on getting your YouTube stuff started, getting all your, you know, creative journeys kicked off, because that's step one. And then you just learn and grow, and we've all been there and all done that. So really appreciate you jumping up. Thank you for all the kind words. I'll send you $5 and your little back chat there for doing that. Been paying a lot of people, and I'm going to gently bump you down to the audience. And I appreciate that. Oh, go ahead, Sid.
I was just like, obviously, because of all the flowers. I feel like I need flowers to be throwing up in the air. Everybody's loving on Billy today. Yeah. What
is up? This is great. I love it. Keep it coming.
This is they really even knew.
I'm going to open up a flower shop soon. This is great. It's going to resell. All right. We got Michael up on the stage, and anybody is welcome. And I see producer Jimmy jumped in. Producer Jimmy was actually Sid on the schedule today, and she had an appointment that was preset, and she was so kind. She was like, hey, I'm going to cancel this appointment so I can come on your show. And I'm like, look, it's a lot easier to get booked on my show than it is to get the appointment that you have. So go ahead, go do that, take care of business. And who knows, she might be at that appointment right now listening to us entertain her.
So Okay. Basically what you're saying is that I'm a fill-in for producer Jimmy today, and just like kind of last minute thought out here, say, let me grab Sid, he'll do it.
Yeah, I was like, Sid, click this link. What is that link? Just click it. And then here
okay,
he is.
Okay. Yeah.
Fill-in guy.
That's right. I'm the fill-in. I'm the background actor. What do they call them?
Second string.
Yeah, your second
yes,
string.
Yes, thank you, Michael. I'm the second stringer, yes. But backup, that's right.
Yeah, hey, it works, though, right? It's working. It's working for me.
For the moment.
And I get a tax write-off, so I'm really excited. All right, so you guys just heard the voice of our friend Michael Sterling, who also launched a podcast. It was one of our creator highlights earlier this week. So, Michael, I'm going to pass the mic to you. Maybe I just gave up your highlight of the week. I don't know. But
I know. Well, I mean, that's like what, you know, no big deal. Just launched a podcast. That was my thing for this week. So, yay, launched a podcast.
All right, well, tell us about it. We got you on here.
Great, Michael. Congratulations.
Yeah, I listened to it. It was awesome.
Yeah, no, it's the Sterling Clear Audio Podcast, and it is what I like to say is the fusion of techniques and technology for audio creation. So the idea is we pull together conversations about everything from pre-production to what microphones to use to self-care and everything in between, and we talk about it for anybody who creates podcasts or does live streams and things like that, so... Awesome. I'm really excited about it. Haven't launched any episodes yet, but the trailer's out there. Look on your major platforms for Sterling Clear Audio. Thanks.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for being a part of the highlight earlier this week. I don't know if I asked you. I've been asking people, and then some people I'm like, I'm not going to ask. I'm just going to put it up there because I'm moving so fast. But appreciate that, man. Appreciate you dropping some good knowledge for the rest of us. And if you need your audio tweaked, Michael's the guy to do it, man. He really helped me dial in my Rodecaster Pro, so make sure you... go check him out, and if you need a link or whatever to his Discord, let me know. I can give it to you. And I want to do another win that I've had this week, Sid. And I was going to wait and do it in a couple weeks, but I think the number matters, and I'll tell you why. But I'm going to jump over here and show you a picture of a little weight loss. So here's me in real time. And there was me in November. So I think this is like November 20th, 24th. I started to change my diet in November 15th of 2021, and so I'm 48 pounds down, which is just crazy. But that is a huge win. I'm super proud of it, and I was going to wait. Oh, are you taking a picture, Sid? You taking pictures?
I took a picture of it. Yeah, I took a picture of it.
So that's, Sid, I'll teach you how to
be really proud of that. 48 pounds is a lot of weight.
48 pounds is a chunk. Yeah, it's more than my toddler weighs for sure. So. So yeah, man, you know, and it's been life changing for real. And so I was going to wait until 50, but then I thought, you know what, man, 50 is a big number, like 48, 50. It's kind of that little trick in the mind. Cause I want to be right. Inspirational to people to say, hey, if I can do it, you can do it. And this was literally just from changing my diet and changing, you know, just being mindful of like food intake and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, so I've lost 48 pounds so far since November 15th, feeling great. My wife thinks she just looks at me different, like, wow, cat calls me from across the room. So I'm pretty excited about it, you know?
yeah, right. That's wishful thinking. cat calls you from across the room.
But I wanted to share that 48, and I wanted, because, you know, 48, it's like, dude, it's doable. If I can do it, anybody can do it. And so I just wanted to hopefully inspire you, because I think being a creator, we spend a lot of time in our brains. We spend a lot of time at our desk. We spend a lot of time not thinking about our health, not thinking about our sleep. We stay up late, pull long hours, and just want to encourage people, like, take care of your body, take care of yourself, and you'll just be, I mean, dude, I am a completely different person mentally, let alone physically, but also mentally, just moving in a whole different direction. So just a little quick reminder, and hopefully to inspire somebody. Awesome. All right, now we got producer Jimmy on the stage, who may be at her appointment, maybe not. And then we also have Sean. So I'm going to go pass the mic to producer Jimmy. Please share a highlight with us from this week. And there we go. The mic is yours if you're there.
You know what's funny? So that appointment that I had, I ended up having to cancel it anyways.
No.
I ended up having to go to my son's school today. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
I had to cancel it anyway. But, okay, so I have a couple of highlights. One is just the fact that, so I was supposed to record the latest episode of the PodFest podcast a couple days ago, I think Tuesday, but I ended up having an emergency at the time that it happened. So we ended up recording yesterday morning, and I managed to still get that massive behemoth of a show tied up with a nice pretty bow and released this morning, and I'm exhausted, but I did it. And that's a win in my book.
Woohoo!
Awesome.
That's awesome.
But actually, I texted you this next win, Billy, that I and if you anyone's on my Instagram, you've seen it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I got to meet the mustache in the flesh. I got to meet Mr. John J. Wiley on Wednesday.
That was really cool to watch.
Boom.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That was a huge win, man. Let me tell you, he is just the same in person. Like, exactly, he is who he is, and I love him completely. He's so fantastic. So that was another win. And then I want to share one more.
All right. Yeah, let's go.
Okay. So my one more is, you know, you've heard of my other show, Business in the Bedroom. So it's been on a little bit of pause for a little while because I've been wanting to figure out, I knew what the next move was, which was I wanted to start doing, it's been a solo show up until this point, and I wanted to bring in interviews, but I wanted to be really thoughtful in how I did that. And what I decided to do made sense for me was, and for the story of the show that the show's really conveying, is the first episodes are all my practical advice of what I learned in building a business. So I thought, well, what makes the most natural sense is for me to invite those people to speak and share the microphone with me who have influenced my approach to business.
Oh,
so people
gotcha.
Who taught me things. Ooh. Yeah. So like Glenn McLean from Horse Radio Network, such as Jeremy Pound, who taught me website design development. Jason Hill from the Owl app and I have been entrepreneurial buddies for a long time. And Chris Kermitzos from PodFest. So as examples. So I was thinking through these incredible humans who really helped guide me, and I realized something dawned on me. They are all Floridians. So because of that, it all started to make sense and click that what I can do is for the future, the third phase of the show, so now we're talking about the second phase, but the third phase of the show will be interviewing more business people who are up and coming and trying to, you know, grinding to do it. That'll be the third phase of the show. So for the second phase leading into that third phase, I think it makes a lot of sense, since these are all Floridians I'm going to be interviewing anyway, to bring the show into the Florida Podcast Network.
Oh,
so Business
okay.
in the Bedroom is now being brought into the Florida Podcast Network. I'm really excited nice. About that. Melting two of my worlds together is really fun. And then, actually, one more thing. Lastly, really quick. I figured out a really brilliant way to bring Finding Florida back post-pandemic. So
right.
I'll share the details of that another time. But I am so excited because I know now that Finding Florida is going to be coming back. So anyways, lots of really good stuff on the horizon for me. And I found out who I'm going to hire as my new business administrator. Okay, lots of wins.
Awesome.
I didn't realize until I got started talking.
Yeah, that's a winning week right there. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. Thank you, guys.
It sounds like Jimmy hasn't had a nap or a sleep or anything. All those wins, Jimmy, congratulations.
Okay,
you've been busy all week.
I'm not even kidding. So because I didn't have that appointment was canceled, because that afternoon was a little bit free, I'm not even joking. I just finished up some work. I was up really late last night. I'm like, I'm going to go lay down and take a nap. Damn it, my friends are all in a room hanging out. No!
That's
so
funny.
I'm laying in bed with you guys right now.
Take the nap next.
That's
Naps
so funny. All right. Well, I appreciate you jumping in, Producer Jimmy. Appreciate you sharing that. And we're going to have her on the show next week. If the universe aligns and the stars align and let us do that, we're going to bring her on and talk about how to properly launch your podcast, which I did not properly launch this podcast, Creating Daily. And by the way, it is a podcast, so you can watch it on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Bullhorn. I can't remember. LinkedIn, maybe now. And then if not, you can
listen to
it.
We're live on LinkedIn. I need to go check out LinkedIn.
Then you can listen to it anywhere that you listen, or most places you can listen to podcasts. So be sure to do that. And do me a favor, hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button, or whatever they call them now. I don't know. Everybody has their own little systems. And then real quick, I want to pass the mic over to our friend Sean to let him share his win. And then I'm going to do some takeaways that I had from the episodes this week of some stuff I really enjoyed. So, Sean, I'm going to pass the mic over to you, my friend.
Billy, Sid, Michael, Jimmy, great to be in here with you. You could qualify it as a bit of woo-woo, but I just believe things happen when they need to happen. So a little bit of a backstory to let you know how amazing that this win is for me. I found a stereo file of a demo I did with a singer. This is from 2010, November 10th, 2010, on an old hard drive. I was cleaning it out, and I listened to this demo, and I said, wow, this is amazing. Look for the singer. Couldn't find her. Couldn't find her anyway. I know who it was. So I just had it in the back of my mind. I worked with a bunch of singers in the interim. And I said, you know what? Can you, because I wrote the song with her. I said, can you try and sing these vocals? And every singer I got was never even close to the singer. So from 2010 till now, I've been trying to replace this singer. And because the way we worked together was amazing. So I even went to the point where I got some software for this demo, and I was able to lift the vocals off and then redo the instrumental. But there was a sound in the instrumental I couldn't find, and it took me a month because this was in 2010. I can't remember what synth I was using for the sound. So it took me a month to go through all my sounds and synths, and I was about to give up, and I said, wait a minute. Maybe it's this one. And then I found the patch. So I lifted the vocals with this piece of software. So it's still her, but it's not sounding perfect. I redid the whole instrumental. It's like, okay, maybe I can release this now. It's passable. Then I said, you know, the universe, you know what? Just like when I stopped, I was about to stop and I found the sound. I said, you know what? Let me look for her again. So I found her, and what ended up happening is she got married, changed her name. She's divorced now, so she changed her name back. I found her. She called me right away, and I played her the song. She's like, oh, this is amazing. So now I've been looking for her for 10 years. I'm trying to replace her, and now we're working together. We've already written two songs, and I have a lot of other stuff. So creatively, I'm back in that space, but I was looking for her for 10 years, and then I just found her, and we've already done two amazing songs together. So that's my win.
Dude, that's dope, man. What a story. 10 years of looking for somebody, and then you found them. That's crazy. That's awesome.
I'd have given up. That's a long time to look for somebody.
Yeah, but you know what?
But congratulations, Sean.
We're just not friends. If you're that hard to find after 10 years, we're just not meant to be friends.
Well, here's the thing, Sed. Here's the thing, Billy. This is just a demo. I'm just going to play you the demo, and it's quick. It's not going to take too long, but here's the thing.
How long? I'm on a time limit here. I got a jet. How long?
I'll just play you a minute of it.
All right. Make it 30 seconds. Go.
Can't do 30 seconds. Okay. I'll save it then.
Okay. Yeah. Save it. I can't do a minute because I'm on a tight timeline. I get about 7 minutes here before I get a roll because I got to have my wife somewhere. So one thing I do want to do is I do want to recap from this past week of episodes. So for you guys who are joining and you're like, what is Creating Daily? Is a daily show where I'm trying to interview other creatives every single day, Monday through Thursday. And then on Friday, have a little bit of fun, have a little bit of recap, bring some of the people up, the audience members or friends or other creators, and bring them up to, share some of their wins, some of their highlights. So I wanted to highlight some of the takeaways from these episodes that I did. And Sid, I don't know how many that you watch. I don't know, you know, what you get to tune into or what you couldn't do.
I think I've seen three of them, I think.
All right. So you probably saw the one with Nikki, the TikTok mom influencer.
Yes, I watched that actually on the replay.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, so my biggest takeaway from her, and if you guys hadn't seen that episode, I would definitely go check it out because she's super inspirational. Went from senior executive to 1.8 million followers on TikTok. I think all of that organically, done some brand deals, some really cool stuff. But one thing that she said, you know, kind of the theme of that show was show up as yourself and like really lean into who you are. And I thought that was really cool because she wasn't trying to be somebody else. She actually got on TikTok for like business purposes to figure out the app to teach other people how to work the app. And then she was like, all of a sudden, boom, blows up, becomes this influencer on there. But just found, you know, listen to other people say, hey, you're funny, you're funny, you're funny. You should do funny stuff. And then jumped on there and did that. So I thought that was pretty cool. So just
I watched a couple of her TikToks and they were pretty cool too. And I mean, I thought it was a lot of fun to see what she was doing and how she was creating. I mean, because literally, I mean, she's kind of the definition of the hot mess express. I mean, she's not all made up. Her hair's all crazy. She's drinking. Yeah. And there was one, the one at TikTok I saw where she was making the Irish coffee. It was hysterical. So it's kind of fun to see somebody accidentally have such great success.
I know, man. It's pretty cool. And it just shows you the power of, like she said, show up like yourself, be yourself. All right. Now that was episode, that was Monday's episode. I don't know what number it was, but, then the second we had Brent, we had a friend Brent Basham on from OneSheet.pro. And, my biggest takeaway is go sign up for OneSheet. All right. So like I said, I just talked to Brent again after our interview and they're working on some really cool stuff. So be sure that you're on the front lines of that thing and go to OneSheet.pro and sign up for a creator account. Now you signed up for one and you're on there now. Yeah. Right?
I've got one. I've been sending it out. Actually, I think Brent's watching on Bullhorn, and while you guys were live, I actually had the app open and was making some changes and some edits, listening to what Brent was saying, and so I got it updated, and then I went and added it into my link tree. But I actually tested it. I'm going to be a guest on a live stream next Wednesday. I think it's a LinkedIn live event, and. So I got the form to fill out and it said, please send us a bio. And I inserted the link to OneSheet Pro. It said, please insert headshots. I inserted the link to OneSheet Pro. Don't. So, and the guy hasn't reached back out to ask me for anything because everything is there. And I'm like, this is so easy. Like all the socials are there. All the images are there. The one thing I haven't done that Brent suggested was a round picture. I had the vertical, the horizontal and the square. I just got to go do a round picture, but yeah, it's a great product. Go sign up for it.
Awesome. And yeah, it's pretty awesome. So really appreciate Brent jumping on and sharing that with us. A lot of good stuff in that episode as well. And then I had my friend John Snyder on and we talked about NBA Top Shots and kind of being a credit card or kind of being a credit card, kind of being a creator around that. And so, that was pretty cool to hear somebody's story about creating content around a certain subject in such a niche topic. I mean, I like to do niche, but I feel like NBA Top Shots is even more niche than some of the stuff I do. But one thing I learned, you know, it is an NFT or NFTs, but it's like video NFTs, which is kind of crazy. So if somebody's like slam dunking something or whatever, it's actually that little clip that you're buying, not just like an image. And then you can also, you know, buy that with a credit card, which I thought was cool. So instead of,
okay. So crypto. I haven't watched that one. That's the one I haven't watched, but now you've got me interested when he's talking about NFTs for business NFT videos, because I do own several NFTs. I'm actually working on a series with someone else for Clubhouse Rooms to talk about NFTs and business.
Who are they, Sid? Not me? What the freak are you doing?
No, not you. Whatever. My NFT is going to be a picture of Billy.
So exactly. And I'm getting 20%.
NFT, so. No, you're getting nothing. You get the gift to hang out with me is what you get. I haven't watched that one, but now I'm going to go watch it.
All right. Yeah, so go watch that one and tell me what you think about it. And then Ryan Sullivan is a podcast producer, owns a little podcast production company, and he was talking about not quitting, like not giving up, not quitting. So the whole episode was great because he, you know, went from like, I'm going to quit doing this to now helped over, you know, several dozen people launch their podcast, get their voice out there. But one thing that he said cracked me up was he was trying to get a potential opportunity with this company and he couldn't figure out how to get in touch with them. So he booked a discovery call. And then when he got on the discovery call, kind of did the little bait and switch where it was like,
yeah, I heard that.
It was like, well, you know what? This is why I'm actually calling you. And so
that was great.
So the person thought it was like such a good, you know, like, oh man, this hustle, I enjoy it. So let's go ahead and work together. So I thought that was pretty funny. I mean, maybe it's not the best move to do, but I thought it was pretty funny.
When you're young and you got the, you know, the courage to do it, then go out and do it. Obviously, it paid off for him in a big way. So I've only seen about half of that one. I have it queued up on YouTube to finish watching the rest of it. So
yeah, Brent Basham says Katie Brinkley is all about the NFTs. She'd be great to have on the show. She's actually coming on the show. I don't know if she knows she's going to come on the live show because I booked her for Creating for Money. But if she's okay with it, I'm going to switch it up and bring her on next Thursday. So fingers crossed that works out, but it's at the same time. So I'm just practice if she'll go live. Well, she goes live a lot with her podcast stuff. So,
I know you know Katie. She's an amazing lady. But if you guys really are interested in getting to know Katie and learning more about her journey, you need to check out this week's episode of the Amazing Entrepreneurs Club podcast She was the guest on the Amazing Entrepreneurs Club. And it was an amazing conversation. Honestly, it's one of my favorites so far. So go check out Katie's interview. It was really good.
On Amazing Entrepreneurs Club podcast.
That's right. Correct.
I'm going to have to go on Wherever there, Sid.
You listen to your favorite. You mean you haven't been listening?
I'm going to have to go listen to it. I've been, you know what? Either I'm a consumer or I'm a producer. All right. Which one am I? This week, you know what?
You haven't been listening.
Like, I see our friend John Wiley down in the audience here on Clubhouse, and I just, hats off to him. I mean, he runs daily radio, and I'm just, after running a daily show for 5 days, I'm like, dude, hats off to you. Crushing it, like, incredible, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, that's, hats off to anybody who does a daily
PTR,
show.
Jimmy has him on stage, even though he's not on stage.
Yep.
I have power like that.
All right. That's awesome.
Oh, and Billy, wait, I just want to say, can you tell the gentleman with the one sheet pro, tell him thank you. It was perfectly timed because I was putting together a solution set for a client about taking their show to the next level in terms of publicity. And that is one of the things that I included as an option as one of, for, you know, one of the programs. So anyways, I thought that was a really great idea. It was so well timed. So thank you.
Awesome. Yep. Well, he's listening. He is actually commenting over here on Facebook. So Brent, hope you heard that. And it's going out there. So go to onesheet.pro and get your one sheet ready. And next week, just want to remind you, we got several shows coming up. I don't have anybody on for Monday, but we're going to be here Monday. I'll figure it out over the weekend and make an announcement. But Tuesday, got Overcoming Creative Mental Block with Aaron. Let me see, where's his last name? Oh, I don't have it on here. Some guy named Aaron. Just be here, okay? 2:00. It'll be awesome. And then we have our friend Alex, who's going to be sharing with us on Wednesday. How do you learn how to create? Which I thought was an interesting topic. You know, how do you learn how to do this? And then hopefully Katie Brinkley and I got to confirm after this call, which she's on here. So we can confirm that we're going to do a live show, and we're going to be talking about social audio and podcasting and all that kind of fun stuff. So be sure, those are the three shows I got scheduled. Sid bailed on me next Friday, but producer Jimmy is, fingers crossed, going to be back with us talking about how you properly launch your podcast. So we've got a full week next
Wait,
week.
So I bailed on you today, Sid filled in, and then Sid bailed on you next week, and I fill it. I love it.
Yeah. It's
okay, but let's be honest. Next week, I'm going to be in New Orleans celebrating a friend's 50th birthday, Jimmy, and we will be at a crawfish boil. So I'm not doing a live stream with Billy.
You know what?
I'm eating crawfish and drinking beer.
I'm so jealous of you. I'm mad at you.
Sid is not a real, he's not real creator, right? Like all of our friends, if you're a real creator, they all live on the internet and you're available all the time to be friends with them. But Sid is actually a real person in real life, has real friends that do real stuff. Like, give me a break, okay? Honey,
I just
I'll
be need
there
to
in
be able to mute you. I need to be able to mute you.
No, give you me on my own show. What are we talking about? That's why I didn't make you a moderator, is because I know I was going to get put in the audience.
I see
like,
what's going on here.
Well, everybody, I really appreciate you guys jumping on. Thank you, everyone, for jumping on the stage. I hate to be semi in a rush, but I got an appointment I got to get my wife to. She's going to go float around in the ocean, and she's probably not going to drink wine because we're on keto, but she's going to eat some food and hang out with her friends. So I'm going to cut this one a little bit short today, but really appreciate everybody. And tune in next week and come join the conversation. It's going to be super amounts of fun. And we do a Q&A after every interview. So if you have questions or whatever, or maybe you have some preloaded questions from the subjects I talked about, feel free to come on there. And maybe I can get Sid to not hang out with his real friends, come hang out with his virtual friends. Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do with you, Sid.
I will. Maybe I come on Monday. I don't know. I have to look at my calendar.
All right. Well,
good times.
That is all from us. I really appreciate you guys. And thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.